Dear Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James Leroy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is Wednesday, October 3rd, 2012.
And this is episode 447.
Yes, we're going to be all back dogs on even numbers. I'm so excited.
All dogs go to heaven.
You know what else I'm excited about?
What?
This whole month of October. Because when I come here, there's going to be ice. I'm so excited.
I know, right? And what's good for you is that yesterday, I said, I'm going to go buy another bag of ice. Mm-hmm. Do we really need it? And I'm like, yes, because we'll need it by the time Thursday comes. And that's why you have it. And
yes,
you are completely correct.
Yes.
Except though,
I'm so happy.
When we record, I am not showing a horror film that night. So mm-hmm. there may be a recording day where we're in between the ice pickup. But right now,
maybe you can tell me I can pick it up on the way over here.
True. But right now you have a full container and an unopened bag.
I know. I
should have seen him when he opened it up. He was like,
what was I going to say? Ice.
October is fantastic.
October.
Anyway.
Ice, baby.
Oh my God. I had something I was going to say.
Vote for us for the podcast awards.
Well, we can talk about that right now. Podcastawards.com. Go vote or go nominate us.
Right. Right now we're in the nomination mm-hmm. cycle, which you only can do once, but you all will be prepared to be bombarded with requests later.
And it only takes like 20 seconds.
Yep.
It does not take long.
Barely.
Especially if you're not voting for anybody else but us.
No. And we would never tell you ever to be unethical.
And not vote for anyone else.
And use more than one email address, because that right. would be unethical for us to ever mention things like that.
Right. But...
but do
if
it.
You happen to have multiple email addresses and for some reason
you're an unethical person and you listen to our show, which is usually the majority of our demographic,
then, you know, whatever's clever.
Pretty much.
Let me tell you right now, as soon as this is over and when we are nominated.
That's right.
And when we are on that list, I swear to God, I will send a message every 3 seconds for you to vote.
Right.
And maybe not every 3 seconds, but...
I was really happy and impressed, too, that our friends mm. over at Dubious Intent Plus,
right.
a lovely podcast.
They which actually, we never listen to.
But we do now.
Which they never listen to us. Either,
Daniel, right? 2013.
Yeah.
No.
No. No.
What
we're
was
supposed
it?
To redo it. Daniel, 2013. Do Rickus.
Anyway, he actually told their listeners, mm-hmm. Daniel, that they should vote for us too. That
yes.
was really nice of them.
And they said some really nice things. I didn't think that could ever come out of Daniel.
One of my favorite things, they said that it doesn't matter what Ricky does.
Right. I love that
they
part.
They kind of pushed you aside.
Yeah, they did push me aside.
And I loved it.
I've only been doing this for 6 years. That's it. Just 6 years.
Just 6 years.
This is the first time I've asked anybody to ever do anything for me.
What?
Well, for this,
I don't understand.
I've never even been interested in this, but this year, for some reason, because I have two fabulous co-hosts,
there you go.
I think we deserve it.
Yes. And what's interesting is that I love how Daniel Brewer, on that last episode that we all listened to, which happened mm-hmm. to be a lot about Bradley and I.
Well, wait. When I text message Brad and Waylon, I was like, you guys have to listen to the last Dubious Intent. And Waylon goes, what's so special about it?
No, I think I said, I think, did I say that or did I say
it was something
why?
Like, it was like, why or what's so special about it? And I was like, they only mention you guys like 500 times.
Yeah, what I love, he plays clips, but he only plays like the clip that gets him going and
right.
not the whole situation.
Right.
So he is really stuck on this fact that through a conversation, I basically said that he's taking from it that he's not attractive now.
He's sexy next year.
But he'll be sexy next year because mm-hmm. he needs a little more gray.
Right.
Now, what that whole conversation was about was that I really only have like one fantasy or have ever had one fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, when you ask people like, what are your fantasies and mm-hmm. whatever. And it's always been kind of that professor... touch of gray hair in the temples, tweed jacket, elbow patches.
You know what I love? I'm sorry.
How
every
specific.
Time you say this, you have the same hand gestures.
Oh, do I?
The touch mm-hmm. of silver, the patches. Like you just do the whole picture.
Right.
It's because he does it so much.
So that's what I said to Daniel, that he could not fulfill that fantasy for me yet because he didn't have enough gray hair in his temples. So, which, of course, meant to him, he's unattractive.
He's ugly.
Until next
he's
year.
He's fat and ugly. No one
Well, you technically said, no, not until next year.
Well, that was after that conversation. But yeah, next year. But that's also because he really wanted you this year.
He was constantly lubed up.
Yeah.
He had his key given to like 40 people.
True that.
And he came over and mentioned it to
and
me.
And we almost could have stayed in his room because he had an extra
What
night.
Kind of payment would that have been?
That's a very interesting question.
I think because his whole comment was, oh, darn, you could have stayed in my room because I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm. I think the payment would have been Bradley.
I think there would have been a lot of crusty carpet up in that place.
But my other favorite comment about this newest episode was Mr. Adam.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't decide. First, they said that I, on the sound clip, sounded like...
Anderson Cooper.
No. First, it was Barney. Who plays Barney? I love him. He always does the Tonys now. It's fantastic.
Oh, the guy with the kids.
Yeah, Mr. Gay. Doogie Howser.
Yeah. What's his name?
Oh, my God.
Starts with an M.
Neil Patrick Harris.
First, it was he sounds like...
You win!
Yay!
First, it was...
I won bingo in Spanish today, too.
Oh, my God.
I'm a winner.
First, it was Waylon might sound like Neil Patrick Harris. And then it was, oh, no. He sounds like... When Anderson Cooper gets Queenie.
Right.
So
it's true.
Apparently I sound like a Queenie Anderson Cooper, which I don't know if it's a compliment because my God, he's the hot. Man is sexy.
Mm-hmm.
He's got
enough. He has that silver hair.
He's got the silver hair.
And I bet he has a tweed jacket.
I guarantee. He's a, come on.
He doesn't smoke though, probably.
Which is good.
Oh, I don't care about the smoking. I just want the pipe in the mouth.
Oh, okay.
In front of a fire with a brandy snicker.
I just think of like some English detective just...
Basically,
like
it's like a college professor, like from Harvard.
Has to be from Harvard?
No, but that kind of like, you know.
How about from like...
Stereotypical scene.
What about a professor from James LeRoy's college? Would that do?
That ghetto university?
No. First of all, I don't think anyone there would wear a tweed jacket.
And if they did, it was stolen.
Exactly.
Pretty much. I go to a school full of ghetto.
So, yes, make sure you go vote, nominate us at the Podcast Awards. We'd really appreciate it. You can also vote for us at the Stitcher Awards. We're part of Stitcher. We don't announce it very much. But if you go to stitcher.com/awards, I believe is what it is, or Podcast Awards, you can actually... You can... what's going on?
Oh, my God. That's so crazy.
You can actually vote for us there, too.
Take your phone off the thing.
Oh, that's interesting. Look at the first sentence in that text message that I got. Truth.
Anyway. So Stitcher Awards.
Yes.
We'll post this up as well with the whole podcast awards stuff too.
We'll take whatever award we can.
Right.
But we want the podcasting award.
Right. Because we should own that shit.
And
just saying, you need to stop interrupting me.
Oh. Me?
No.
Did you know?
I don't know what happened.
Did I interrupt him?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention. I don't pay attention.
It's no one cares.
I don't pick sides with you girls.
No one cares. Let's go.
Well, then instead of bitching about me
no one cares.
Cutting you off, why don't you finish?
But I would.
Now.
No, I'm good. That's good. We're going.
Okay.
We're going. Stitcher Awards.
Dear Lord, baby Jesus. Anyway, I guess the goal would be, though, for Pride 48 next year, that we are the ones that it's always Foul Monkeys Podcast. I mean, award-winning Foul Monkeys Podcast.
Yes.
Because, you know, we got to catch up with Greetings from Nowhere.
Right. And I guess they can't win this year because last year they were in that People's Choice. So you can't win it, like, twice a year or twice
And technically, though, we're not competing in the LGBT because they're not really LGBT.
Right.
They're friendly, and that's why they're on Pride 48. But is their podcast LGBT?
Mm-mm-mm. You know whose is?
Ours.
We are gay.
Though I do think that we should find another podcasting award where we can try to win... Religious.
Maybe we should do that for Stitcher.
Like something really, something like a really like new starting out. Stitcher, I think, though, you can listen to some pretty famous podcasts on
there. A lot of famous.
I don't think that we can get away with religious there.
No.
But there has to be some mom and pop podcast
awards. I don't even think we can get close. Whoa. Update.
Excuse my coughing. I'm still dying from the TV.
I still have a little Pride cough 48. Too. We're getting there.
Yep.
Eventually, by the time we get well, it'll be Pride 48 again.
Pretty
2013.
Much.
2013. So you guys know that slash friend and her husband visited here. And it's just a reminder that you know, if you're ever in Chicago,
are you talking about Lala, whose name you weren't supposed to use?
10:30. Can you put that on there?
Nope.
Fuck. Lala, you make me angry.
Lala, you just got what the raptor noise. Stop talking your mic, touching your microphone. That hasn't been used in a very long time.
I have to find that.
Because I think that's the best edit for that, especially since it's funny when you freak out when you mess up.
Right.
I mean, James Brad would take that out, but I enjoy leaving it and hearing
the dinosaur.
Because it cracks my shit up, especially when we used to try to use it, and yet it would still never cover up your name.
Right.
No, it did.
It's not always.
And that's on his editing.
Okay, maybe it was.
Just
people used to laugh at
that. Not every, even other people that edit the show didn't catch their name either.
Oh, that's
why we stopped.
We had to be reminded. That's why I stopped. So, yes, Lala was here with her husband. She had a really good time. She wants to come back.
They were fun.
It's just a reminder, if you guys are ever in Chicago, make sure you let us know so maybe we can like meet you out somewhere.
Yeah.
You can't always stay with us.
Right.
If this was a different situation.
That's fucking creepy.
It was different.
Well, they're not creepy.
Yeah. No, they were good.
But kidding. That was like when he would come to Chicago and visit you. You were MySpace friends, but you were friends for such But you were friends for such a long time that it was that was the next step,
right?
Right.
But in we our 12-step
and other things
in our 12-step.
What?
He's nasty. That we don't need to speak about.
Nasty hoe.
What? That he's seen your balls.
That's actually, all he said he saw.
Everyone has seen them now, even Twitter, because the moose knuckle was strong.
I have no dignity.
Is it? It's that's the. Truth.
Yeah.
Truth.
I have nothing really to live for now. Yeah. I mean,
good one, Ricky.
I just should kill myself.
No.
No.
No. Speaking of.
Should I get tighter pants for next year?
Yeah. Speaking of latex, tight pants, and death, Sahara Davenport.
What happened?
It's on heart list, failure.
It?
Oh.
I have a pulled
She's
up.
Young, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like 27.
Was it heart failure because natural or heart failure because of chemicals?
We have no idea, and we're probably never going to know, to be honest.
Oh, my God. Why is this taking so long to load?
Didn't know she was kai-kaiing with, what's her face?
Manila.
Yeah.
Manila?
Yeah, no, they've been dating for quite some time, and they were dating all through when Sahara was on Drag Race first, and then through Manila being on, and then they did the videos together and all that.
Mm. That's kind of sad.
Well, it's very sad.
A lot of people were upset.
Well, yeah, I mean, she was really nice, whether or not you thought that she was good or not. You know, she was fun, and she was super, super nice. And Manila is fantastic, and, you know, no matter who you are, it's heartbreaking to think about what would happen if your partner passed away, especially suddenly. You know, it's kind of crazy.
Because I really didn't even know who she was, because I didn't watch that season, and I didn't really know too much. But then all of a sudden, I started logging on to Twitter, and, you know, everybody is gay up on there. On my list, and then it was like hashtag and, you know, rest in peace, and oh my God, is this true? Oh my God, this better be a RuPaul joke
something. I wish I would have written it down, but someone posted like on Facebook a copy of a tweet from a pseudo famous person who apparently TV Guide used her picture instead of Sahara Davenport's picture.
What?
Because she's tweeting, she goes, I'm really sad to hear about Sahara Davenport, but I'd really appreciate it if you take my picture down.
Wow.
I don't know if it's real or not, but crack me up.
Stop it. I'm sorry. I'm not used to that.
Shit. You're getting our scoring for technical.
Oh, right? Oh, my God. This is going to be the only show they listen to, and it's all fucked up.
Best produced out the window.
Thanks, Ricky. Thank you.
I ruin everything. So,
Oh, that's usually me that happens too.
Speaking of ruining things, how was your vault?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Wait, ruining? I don't understand.
Well, today, whatever
Ricky touches, he ruins.
Oh, you ruined you ruined a free car.
He totally shat it.
I wrecked it. I shat in it.
He totally browned it out.
I didn't. They actually came and picked it up today at work, and I was so sad because this car was fucking cool. Like, it's electronic, but gas also. But I want to show you guys the video of what it is.
Stop it!
I'm sorry!
You know, you showing us videos on a podcast
would be great.
I think know, it's the best thing you can also hear ever. It though. You can also hear it though.
Are you talking about the one with the dashboard shit?
Yeah, did you see it?
We've already seen it.
Oh, okay.
Because you posted it all up.
Put that shit away.
Well, I didn't think that you guys actually look at my stuff, so.
Actually, it's hard not to because you your get shit bored
comes
at work,
up every other damn thing.
Yeah. When you get bored at work and I'm like, hey, I finally have a breather moment. Uh-huh. Let's check Facebook and Twitter. It's like all Ricky, of my Ricky, Twitter Ricky. Feed, Ricky. All of my Facebook feed, Ricky. And then sometimes it's double.
It's like Ricky diarrhea all over my timeline.
It'll be double. Well, it shouldn't be double. On Twitter, it might be double.
It's usually
on Facebook, it should not be. Sometimes unless it's a picture.
Sometimes it, well, the pictures, and then only when you do the podcast stuff. But that's because I'm also on the Pound Monkeys.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then if you have Instagram, it's coming up three times.
Yeah, because I can't figure out how to stop that.
Mm. Oh, well.
But
and you got that through Clout?
I got that through Clout.
Which I still don't get.
It's just weird. Like, it takes all your, God, I sound country. All of your social medias.
Mm-hmm.
They tag them on. You know, you sign up for each one. They put it all together, and then they monitor what you talk about, how many people you reach, how many people like retweet you, like your shit. And so then they give you a score. And depending on how high your score is, depends on what companies offer you what products.
Oh, because they're going to assume then you're going to talk about it.
Right.
So then it's going to get a larger reach.
Correct.
Gotcha. So they don't take into consideration the bullshit you say on this show, though, right?
No.
Because that would be amazing since be you're awesome. Like giving them basically a free audio clip.
You would have, oh, never mind.
Well, I know that some Clout people, they're asking to be like, do like commercials for like radio or whatever. And so they ask you questions, but I must have been like ugly or something. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to ask me any questions.
Gotcha.
Well,
but the car was pretty cool.
That's cool.
And
you've gotten some really, you and Lauren have gotten some really interesting mm-hmm. stuff from it.
I got some business cards, which I guess we could use for the show.
I'm still not sold that if I want to sign up for another thing to.
You don't have to keep up with it though.
Yeah, but that's just another like, yeah, company, please look at my information.
They're seeing it anyway. What's it matter? Mm. All your shit's public.
That's, well, actually, no, not really. Well, it's not. I have it tightened down, mm-hmm. unless you're a friend.
I need to tighten mine down because I made mine public, but I have a feeling I may need to make it private again.
So, yeah.
I tried it out for a little bit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I'm not happy with the results.
Mm, the public thing?
Yeah.
How do you know results that are negative?
Just read things.
From other people mm-hmm. because you know that they're seeing your stuff.
Right. Or someone makes comments and they forward it to you, that kind of thing. So.
Yes, because you still have like that fart cloud of drama that just never seems to air out in the room. You know, that kind of haunting smell.
I love that you called it a fart cloud.
You know, it's like that haunting smell in the grocery store aisle.
That's the title of the show.
Where you fart and then you try to run away quickly.
Right.
And then you hear a person walk in and go, what the fuck? Yeah.
That reminds me of the time that my mom was telling me about this time when she was in Target with my stepdad and she thought she was standing right next to him and she let it rip and she didn't realize. She turns over to her left and was like, sometimes you just can't control it. And then she looked at the guy and it wasn't my stepfather and he goes, yeah, you can't. And she's like,
oh, I thought you were my husband. I would probably vomit right there. I would die.
Speaking of vomit.
Oh, what happened?
We went and saw Pitch Perfect.
I don't even know what that is.
Pitch Perfect is a new movie that has to do with a cappella groups in college.
It's like a comedy, right?
Oh, it's a comedy.
Hilarious. It has that the blonde-headed girl from Bridesmaids, River... Mm-hmm.
River Song.
River Song Ponds of Olay.
Stream. Ponds of
No.
I don't understand this reference.
Yes, that has the fat blonde chick from Bridesmaids. That's the roommate
mm-hmm.
who goes through the crazy English one.
Right.
Yes. Who's also in that new good. Bridesmaid-ish film that she gets married in called...
Isn't it called The Bachelorettes or something?
Yeah, something Bachelorette. Like that. Or Bachelorette Party or something. Mm-hmm. Her character is hilarious. Then there's this Asian chick.
Oh my God, she's so funny.
Who is hilarious because she barely moves her lips when she talks. And she talks as quiet.
Oh, like Kristen Stewart.
And she's so like she's singing like that, and they're all like we can't hear you. And so she'll say things like, "I was born with fish gills," and then
she was like, "I ate the twin in the moon."
Do you want to see a dead body? And like, and there's random shit every so often, and then of course she breaks out in like super rap beatboxing at the national competition.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
My favorite was, it was one of my favorites was the part where she was, she went from this, and then she was like, so I think I might have something that works out. And Fat Amy, the blonde from the my Bridesmaids, she was like, bitch, you don't have to yell.
And so she's, yeah, and she just said it at normal. No, there are lots of great one-liners, some that we're going to totally fuck up, but the other good one is the whole, sometimes I feel like I want to,
so you wanna kiss? You know, sometimes maybe, you know, but I also think about maybe trying out meth, and then I'm like,
no. And then your favorite was,
oh my God,
there's a boy group that this girl group, some of the people who are in charge of it, can't stand because they're kind of douchebags, but yet kind of not just one character.
Are they hot? One of them is.
Yeah,
he kind of actually reminds me of Dane Cook, which is weird
a little bit. Oh. But so then, what happens is that she dictates that none of the girls can have sex with anyone from this group or they get kicked out. And
is that Regina George?
For real.
And so basically she says, like, you totally have a toner for him.
She's like, what?
An acapella boner.
Oh.
A toner. And she's like screaming like this because she's even like, what? An acapella boner. And then Bradley's favorite line is goes.
She's literally walking around. She's like, "You still have a toner," and she goes, "No, that's my dick." So good. You have to go see it.
Yeah, it's nothing surprising. You know, it's another one of those cliche movies. It's kind of like the new Bring It On. That's not quite as black sassy.
Oh my God! There's a new dance movie out with Chris Brown in it coming out.
Really? Excuse me. But this movie,
hate those movies,
really was funny.
Yeah. Okay, I'll have to go check it out.
I like it.
But of course, we like acapella music, so we've already bought the soundtrack, too.
Yeah.
Oh, so they actually sing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Well, you know, the, what's her name? That's the head girl. She was in, like, the movie Camp. She's actually a very good singer. She's the
I forgot she was
Oscar-nominated for Up in the Air.
Didn't see
with
it.
George Clooney.
Mm-hmm.
But she's, and she was in Fame. Mm-hmm. She was one of the main girls in Fame as well.
Didn't see it.
So you can tell who has good taste here.
I don't know if that's
and who
good
has
taste.
None at all. I want to go see that movie. It's coming out Friday called Sinister.
Sinister looks so good. Part of the movie fest, we're going to go see VHS, which also looks good. But Sinister looks good. There's also another one coming out called Smiley, which looks awful crazy. But good.
Awfully good?
Yes.
Sinister, I think, comes out Friday. I might try to go see that. Well, no, we have things to do on Friday after work. Maybe after that.
Maybe.
Has changed?
No, I'm just kidding.
I just need to look at the calendar. I don't even know what's going on this weekend.
We really don't have anything going on.
I'm so busy.
It's kind of weird.
You're so popular and busy.
It's called work. I'm so behind and busy at work that I'm like, I'm only a day ahead.
So speaking of other movies, what is up with today and everyone putting up all this shit from Mean Girls? I mean, I understand the whole line, it's October 3rd or it's Wednesday and we wear pink shit from the movie.
But it's like all of a sudden, like everybody's...
My Facebook timeline is drowned with Ricky tweets.
Oh, that's not for me.
With Ricky tweets and with Mean Girl shit.
Oh, well, what's the problem?
I'm wondering if they're calling...
You like both.
I wonder if they're calling the presidential debates tonight kind of like a fight between the Mean Girls.
I don't know.
I kind of want to watch that.
I want to watch it.
But I don't want to be angry.
Watch it.
I won't be watching it because, one, it will piss me off and I can't afford that emotional stress right now.
Well, you do your stuff.
I got to work. But, two, if I were to watch it, I would play the debate drinking game that's going around as a photo on Facebook right now.
Oh, I don't think I've seen that. I'm not like up with the what the cool kids do.
I apparently you don't look at what I do because I reposted it saying I'm not going to be watching, but if I did, I would be playing. No, I
actually, you know what? I'm not on Facebook a lot because everything I do comes from Twitter onto Facebook.
That's true. So I don't go on. Usually, I'm the same way. Yeah.
Oh, did you guys?
Did we what?
See the I did see this on Facebook because I retweeted it about the newscaster that was called fat in the letter. Oh, said yes. That she was too fat to be on TV. Yeah.
And then she went off on the person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was pretty awesome.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And it's not like she was like fucking like.
She was just chunky.
Yeah. It wasn't like anything crazy.
She was American.
She was real American.
She's
she was what a real woman looks supposed to look like.
She's a mer thick.
But yeah, she totally went off on him.
That was another Pitch Perfect thing. They were like, Aka, excuse me? Aka, oh, no. Believe it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It not was so awesome. Stupid.
Oh, my God.
But at least funny. It's done by the one that...
is a bitch.
You think that it's okay. Mm-hmm. Though Fat Amy, and it's on the trailer, too. The other, I guess, back to that, the line that I do love, too, is... she goes, what's your name? Like, Fat Amy.
You call yourself Fat Amy?
Yeah, and it's so the skinny bitch is like, you don't do it behind my back. Excuse me. Or skinny twigs. Twigs or skinny skanky twigs or something. Nope.
Skinny twigs because she's from New Zealand.
Skinny twigs so you don't do it behind my back. I love it.
I do kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why everybody calls me Big Ricky.
Big Licky.
But then I don't call myself that, so they're calling me fat.
Mm. Yeah.
Or it's your ego. Or it's your balls.
Big Licky. It's not the ego. I don't have an ego that big.
What?
Sorry. What? Is there like a scientist in the room or something? That's
that
good one, Ricky.
I think you just made his day better.
I was just channeling Bjorn. Nice one, Ricky.
Okay. All right. So I guess, you know, we can come to an end and do another show real quick.
No, sure.
We got a few more things to talk. Remember, podcastawards.com. Yes. Please go nominate us. Yeah. We need to win.
If we can only put us in one category, it's the LGBT.
Right. But you can put us
the
in
BLTs.
Two.
If you can put us in two, we want that in People's Choice.
Right. You can do People's Choice and... why is it LGBT? I thought it was...
no, it's GLBT.
GLBT.
Is it GLBT, GLBT for them? Yes. Everyone uses a different alphabet.
That's why
soup.
I say BLT. We're the BLT
what
of podcasting.
What if I want mayonnaise on it?
The BLTM.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. That's not the standard ingredient.
I was listening just
actually,
when I was listening
excuse
back.
Excuse me. The mayonnaise is a very standard ingredient on a BLT.
Well, I guess it's not enough standard enough to get an initial in the name.
That's true, I guess. But the bread is important, too.
Toast.
Or
bacon,
bread.
Lettuce. Oh, tomato.
Yeah. Nice one.
But that's a that's a sandwich. You when you think of sandwich, you think of toast, so it's already included in the title. So there you go.
Well, and all sandwiches have a condiment, and the condiment of choice for BLT.
But there you go. So all sandwiches have condiments. So when you say sandwich, then it's going to have a condiment.
But although when I have my sandwiches, it's usually plain, except for if it's a BLT, I'll have mayonnaise on it.
Right.
What was I going to say? Podcast awards. I keep forgetting shit that I wanted to talk about.
You should use notes or something.
I have. No, it just came to my mind.
I think there's this program.
See, that's what happens when you're trying to be a smart ass.
I think there's a program that you can use called Evernotes.
No, it's something I thought about as we were talking, but I can't remember now. So we're going to leave.
Okay, bye. This is Waylon.
This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy, if my mic works.
Quit breathing in it and you'll be fine.
Or go online and find one.
Hey, I am
later,
working
bye,
on this
shit.
Bitch.
Stop cutting me off.
You fucking cut me off.
All right, we're out of here. Bye.
Jesus.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayland Willie, James LeRoy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.
Started. Hi, testing. Are you recording?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, how's it going? Hi.
Great. How are you?
I'm fucking fantastic. Apparently, I sound like
balls to the walls.
A queened out Anderson Cooper.
Oh, I know. I heard that too.
Love it.
Oh. A queened out Anderson Cooper. Are we going to play the intro?
He's on.
Shit, I guess we could try that.
You would be proud of me because the last episode, I took out the intro and put in the other one.
Oh my God.
Although I didn't catch the end of the other one at the very end, so it kind of sounds echoey, but I'm working on it.
Working on it.
It happens.
Apparently Adam ran into...
Yeah, it's working. Everything seems to be okay. Let's stop this.